Shalom to all! Today's daf is the Maya daf Nun Aleph, and we are starting at the beginning of the brand new Perek. And the Vilna Sursa daf is right at the beginning of Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Hamakabal Sadam Yisrael, Menah Nochri, Menah Kusi, Chaylik Lifnehen. Someone who's Makabal a field from a Yid, a Goy, or a Kusi, he just has to divide it in front of them. Now, Makabal means to sharecrop. This Yid goes into field and he works everything based on a sharecropping arrangement, which means he's going to pay a certain percentage of the crop to the owner of the field. And it could be it's a half, a third, or a quarter. That's a standard percentage. It could be they arrange something else. But the general idea is that he's chaylik lefnehen. And chaylik lefnehen means he simply divides it and gives them their portion, and he does not have to take off any truma or miser. And the reason for this, explained in the Mefarshim, is because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We want Eretz Yisrael to be inhabited and cultivated, and this arrangement encourages people to share crop fields and work them. However, now the Mishnah tells us, hachaycher sadeh, someone who leases a field, and leasing the field over here means that he's not paying a percentage of the crop, he's paying a set fee. No matter if it's a successful or a non-successful year, he pays the same amount from the crop. So, Yisrael, if he's leasing this field from Yisrael, he first has to take off truma, and then he can give the portion to the owner of the field. So, let's say the yearly payment is 100 bundles of wheat. The chaycher, this person who's leasing, gives the owner 98. That means the truma has been taken already. Now, the reason why the truma has to be separated first is because since this grain is coming from the gairin, it's coming from the threshing floor, and already has a chiv of truma, it's not allowed to come off the threshing floor until the truma is taken off. Now, Rabbi Huda qualifies this. Amosai, when is this? That's only when he's giving him from something that grew in the field and from that min that they had originally agreed upon. But if he's giving him from the same min, but it grew in a different field, or he's giving him from a different min that grew in this field that he was renting, he even has to take off meiser and give it to him. And that's because since he's giving the owner from a different species or not from the crop that grew on this field, it looks like he's simply paying a debt owed with produce as opposed to money. And in such a case, he can't pay without first meisering everything, as opposed to paying from that which grew, it's simply viewed as the owner's share of the crop and not payment of the debt. Now, Nun Aleph Amud Beis, on top of the mission continues, Chaycher Sadeh, someone who leases a field. However, this time it's min Hanachri, it's from a guy, Ma'aser V'Nosin Loi, he has to take off Meiser as well, and only then he can give the guy his portion. Rabbi Huda says, Afam Kabel Steh Avos of Min Agai, Ma'aser V'Nosin Loi, even if someone's being Makabel, meaning he's sharecropping his father's field, meaning an ancestral field that really belongs to him, but it was stolen by a guy, and he's sharecropping that field from the guy, he also has to take off Meiser, and only then he can give the guy his portion. That's because the Chum want to encourage this fellow to buy the field back from the guy so that he can once again own his ancestral field, the Steh Achuza, and therefore they made it very difficult for him to just stam sharecrop it. Now the Gemara tells us on Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon says, Zudev Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the beginning of the Mishnah, when we're talking about Kablanus, about sharecropping, that's from Shimon Gamliel. Aval Diver Chachamim, but according to the Chachamim, Mi Yisrael Chaylek, only when he's sharecropping a field from a Yid is he able to just split the produce and give him his portion without having to take off anything. But min Hagoy, when he's sharecropping from a guy, according to the Chachamim Tirem, he has to take off Truman beforehand. And the reason for this is because the Chachamim aim to discourage Yidden from sharecropping non-Jewish fields, thereby forcing the non-Jew to sell because no one's going to sharecrop their fields. However, they didn't require him to meiser also, because then no one would sharecrop at all and too much land would be uncultivated. And as we said, we do care very much for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Vatani Kane was actually taught like this in a Braisa. The Brisa tells us, and the proper girsa is Hamakabel Sadam and Agai, someone who's sharecropping a field from a guy, Tarim V'nais and Loi, Chuma has to be taken, and then the portion can be given to the guy. Whereas Amar Shemigamil says, Mayim Yirta Agai Hazesh, Shaloi Lisrin Peresav, Einar Ashai, if this guy doesn't want to take Truma off of his produce, doesn't he have the permission not to? Which means that the Yid is not allowed to take Truma off of his produce for him, because it's not considered a benefit for the guy. Ella, what does he do according to Shemigamil? Chalik Umane Chalfanov, he simply divides the produce and he leaves the guy's portion in front of him. And now the Gemara continues, Rabbi Zeir says the name Rabbi, who says the name Rabbi Yechon, who says B'shem Rabbi Yanai, the Pasuk tells us, Atem, Gam Atem. Meaning, when the Pasuk talks about Truma, a Kodesh just said, Atem. However, it says, Gam Atem, also you. What do we learn from this extra word, Gam? L'rabes Shluchachem, this includes your Shliach, meaning a person could appoint the Shliach to take off Truma for them. Now, what do we learn from here? Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris, just like you, the Yid, who's being spoken to in the Pasuk, is a Ben Bris, so too, the Shliach that the Yid's appointing also has to be a Ben Bris. And that tells us, Atem Oisim Shliach, V'en Agoy is a Shliach, you can make a Shliach, and a guy cannot make a Shliach. Now, if Yasa suffer Meimar, Rav Yosef wanted to say that ain't a guy is a shliach biad acher chaveroi. That when we say that a guy is not allowed to make a shliach, that means he's not allowed to make another guy a shliach. Habi Yisrael oiser, but that a guy could appoint a yid as a shliach. However, Amar Rav Zeir says umina. From that pasuk, I'll tell you that what you're saying is not true. What does the pasuk say? Atem you, and we learn that oisin shliach you can make a shliach. V'lai b'Yisrael, isn't this referring to a yid making a shliach, and obviously a yid is making another yid a shliach? With the chavasa. So similarly, the corresponding thing by the guy would be that ain't a guy is a shliach. shliach, that when we say the guy is not allowed to make a shliach, afilu b'Yisrael, mashma, he's not allowed to make a Yisrael a shliach. But now we're going to ask a question on this, seemingly bringing a raya for Rav Yossi. Hasav Rav Ishaya, Rav Ishaya asked from the following braisa, v'masnisa misaya, the proper girsa is the Rav Yossi, the following braisa is a raya for Rav Yossi. What's the braisa that we quoted before? Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Mayim yirtzu goy hazeh shloy listrem, einai toirem? If this guy decided not to take truma off of his produce, doesn't he have that right not to take off truma? And because of that, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the yid is not allowed to take off truma for the guy and then give the guy his portion of the produce. Now we can infer from there that if the guy did give permission to have truma taken off, so the yid would be allowed to take truma off for the guy. So it seems to be that the Brice is telling us that a guy could appoint the yid as a shliach, and that's clearly like Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Zeira. So no beis amar on top. The Gemara answers Amar Avar, but tells us b'mamin al yadav. And over here, the word mamin doesn't mean that he trusts him; it means that he's guiding, like a lashon of imun. The guy is guiding the yid's hand. In other words, that means that the guy is helping the yid take off truma. So then, of course, the yid could take off truma for him. It's not like he's being his shliach; it's like they're doing it together. So we do not have a raya from this Brice that a guy could appoint the yid as a shliach. And let's just continue a little bit weiter. Just explains hachaycher bepeirais. When a person's chaycher a field, meaning he's leasing a field, he pays with peirais, meaning he pays with produce of the field. Hasaycher, someone who's leasing a field, bemais, he pays with money. Now chaycher and saycher is the same thing, in as much as they're both paying a set amount, no matter how successful or unsuccessful the crop is. It's just that when one is chaycher, he pays with produce, and when one is saycher, he pays with money. However, a makabel, one that sharecrops a field, how does he pay? L'mechzel l'shush l'rvia, he pays either by half, a third, or a quarter of the produce. And over here, obviously, depending on how successful the crop is, that's how much the owner of the field is going to make. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about this machlokes chacham and Rav Shimon Gamliel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.